It's now time for Dial-A-Doc with FHN. Joining us today, medical social worker Siobhan Chavala, and she's going to be talking about advanced directives today. Welcome, Siobhan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about some of the things you do as a medical social worker. Siobhan, your topic today, advanced directives. First off, what exactly is an advanced directive?
Sure. An advanced directive is a written statement that you prepare that expresses how you want your medical decisions to be made in the future if you're not able to make them for yourself.
Do most patients you work with have advanced directives? I'm guessing the answer is no.
No, unfortunately, not enough patients have advanced directives. Unfortunately, not even our seniors have them, but everyone should have them done.
Certainly, and it's an easier topic to talk about when there's nothing going on than when something is going on, I would guess.
Correct.
So at what age, just kind of ballparking, should somebody plan to have their advanced directives in place?
Really as early as possible. It's really never too early to do your advanced directives. And it's like you said, it's better to do them when you're not sick. So any time is a good time.
Is this something people should do on their own with their spouse, with their family? Maybe it depends on how old you are, I'm guessing, but should other family members be involved in this?
Absolutely. Whoever you make or have part of your decision-making process should definitely be a part of it and should be aware of what your wishes are.
Now, Siobhan, a lot of people might think that an advance directive is just one particular document, but it's three, isn't it?
Correct.
Can you explain the difference in the three, if you would?
Sure. We have the healthcare power of attorney, the living will, and the do not resuscitate, or the DNR, also known as the PULSE form, the practitioner's orders for life-sustaining treatment.
And for some people, they get to a certain point, especially with some maybe cancer or something like that, where you know they might only be able to squeeze out another 6 months with the radiation or chemotherapy, and maybe they choose not to do that. That's what that is for, correct? Or is that more of a heart attack and that type of thing that you don't want to be resuscitated if it's possible that you might be in a vegetable state or something like that?
You're right. The DNR, the PULSE form, is actually a doctor's order that states what death-delaying treatments you wish to have, if any, if your heart were to stop or if you were to stop breathing.
So what does the healthcare power of attorney do?
It lets you choose someone to make healthcare decisions for you in the future. If you're no longer able to make them for yourself, the person that you choose is called the agent, and they act out what type of measures you would like. There's no time limit on it unless you specify from the date that it's signed until your death it would be effective.
Okay, and how is that different from the second part, the living will part?
Sure. The living will it tells your healthcare professionals whether you want death-delaying procedures used if you have a terminal condition and are unable to state your wishes. The difference is the living will only applies if you have a terminal condition.
Okay. And I think you kind of covered, but we'll cover it again, the third part, the DNR, or the Do Not Resuscitate Directive. How is that different from the first two?
Sure. The DNR, known as the PULSE form, is actually an order signed by the doctor, and it helps us know what your wishes are in regards to life-sustaining treatment if your heart were to stop or if you were to stop breathing. It also talks about what type of treatment you would want for life-sustaining treatment as well.
And by the way, we're talking with Siobhan Chavala. She is a medical social worker at FHN, part of Dial-A-Doc today. And we're talking about advanced directives. So why are all three of these needed, Siobhan?
Sure. All three of them are really important as they help direct your health care and ensure that your wishes are being honored in regards to your medical treatment.
Do you run into this type of thing with maybe dementia and memory loss, that type of thing where you have to get a little bit of ahead of the person that has some memory loss to get some of these things done?
Yes, most definitely. You want to do them before there's any symptoms or signs of dementia or Alzheimer's or memory loss, because you really want the person to make those decisions for themselves. And they must be in a state of mind where they're able to make decisions to actually sign these forms.
This is probably a difficult thing for some families to talk about. Do you folks sit in on any of these types of meetings when you're discussing this type of thing to maybe explain if people are at a loss as to just how to present it?
Absolutely. We work with the patients in the hospital setting. In the office setting, the nurses and the doctors also meet with the families and discuss at length the importance of the forms and actually assist in filling them out.
Can people do these on their own?
Yes, but it's definitely helpful to have this conversation with your healthcare provider. And often these forms require witnesses for signatures and also a healthcare professional signature.
And I would guess as soon as one, the decision of doing all of these with the advanced directives that you fill your rest of your family and not only your spouse who probably was involved with it, but say you have kids that live in a different state or something like that. Everybody in the family should kind of know just how the situation is, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. That way they can all support each other on the decisions that need to be acted out for the patient.
And where should people file these or have them available?
Once the forms are completed, we can actually make them part of their permanent medical records at FHN or at any healthcare system. We have the forms available. And then really the healthcare power of attorney or the pulse form should be kept in your personal file and available as needed.
And FHN, as you just mentioned, will have them on file for folks too.
Correct.
All right. Folks have some questions on this. We're talking with medical social worker Siobhan Chavella and Advanced Directives. If people have questions on this or other questions, how do they check out FHN online or phone numbers that they could call?
Absolutely. You can always go to fhn.org/advanced directives. Your healthcare provider would also have them on file. We have them available at the hospital. And you can always go to our FHN Advanced Directive hotline at 815-599-7080.
Some fantastic information. When you go through some of this stuff, nobody really has experience in this kind of thing. So I'm sure everybody you talk with is kind of a newbie at this kind of thing. I'm guessing you see some relief on people's faces once they know, okay, we've got all of this in order and we've done what we should do.
Exactly. And it also empowers the family or whoever the decision maker is to honor the wishes of the patient.
And you probably talk about things that maybe just wouldn't come up at the breakfast table, things that need to be discussed as people get older or go through situations in life. You never know. Even young people could get cancer or something like that. So a great thing to discuss and have out in the open, right?
Absolutely.
All right. We've been talking with medical social worker Siobhan Chavella about Advanced Directives as part of FHN and Dial a Doc today. Siobhan, very nice talking with you. Great information for folks. And if you're in a situation where you have some questions, don't hesitate to dial up Siobhan. Nice talking with you.
Absolutely.
That's Dial a Doc today. You take care. All right. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
You're very welcome.